Our last talk for this retreat is on self-compassion and the healing embrace of God. I'll begin this last talk with a poem, which I wrote while spending some time in quiet presence a little while ago. In the quiet isness of this moment, the troubled fantasy land of my imagination dissolves. I find again the gentle depths of your presence. You restore my soul with the real. The loud voices of argument, demand, and self-accusation melt into the background, becoming forefronted by the playful immediacy of birdsong. The heavy clouds of what-ifs and if-onlys part once more, revealing the endless blue skies with their reminder of never not there. I have found again the grounding bodily awareness that you are my true refuge from the storms and chaos of my imagined foes. God of the real, here now is my devotion. And this is the gift that we receive in times of silence and presence, is this parting of the clouds to see the never not there blue sky, to experience the never not there holding of the presence of God. And I hope that you've been able to have some time of retreat during this period of lockdown, and that you'll be able to continue to take a deep dive into the present, into the presence who's longing for us to experience this holding. So let's look together at the practice of self-compassion. Carl Jung asked a very important question. What if I should discover that the poorest of the beggars and the most impudent of offenders are all within me, and that I stand in need of the arms of my own kindness, that I myself am the enemy who must be loved? What then? That I myself am the enemy who must be loved. Good question. On a recent retreat, I was struggling with recognizing some of my crazy destructive patterns. This seems to have been a bit of an ongoing process for me in the last while. But while I was berating myself and judging myself, I noticed a feather lightly falling to the ground and landing softly and quietly on the ground. And I had a sense of God inviting me to allow the situation I was struggling with to land in me with the same quiet softness, to allow myself to become an inviting, accepting presence, that these very parts of myself that I was resisting and trying to expel so harshly need to find a landing in. The funny thing was that at different times on that same day, I saw three feathers landing quietly and softly to the ground. And that is why it caught my attention. And I had to smile at myself, realizing that I'm quite a slow learner and I often need reinforcement for these kinds of lessons. But what came together for me was that unless I am willing to offer this kind of open, spacious, welcoming presence to myself, and especially allowing the parts that I scorn and reject to find a soft landing in me, I will never allow myself the freedom of experiencing the same soft landing in the everlasting arms of God. The two necessarily go together because it's something we need to be able to feel our way into experientially. And in the same way, if I judge and reject others, not allowing them to find a soft landing in my presence, I'm diminishing my own capacity to experience this with God. And Jesus described this in Luke 6, verse 37 to 38, where he said, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." And I'm starting to realize why this is so important. It's about opening ourselves to a kind of resonance with the heart of God. Our usual human way of being is to judge, berate, control, and manipulate. Just watch your motives for a while. Even some of our caring motives come out of a subtle manipulation, liking to be liked or to be seen to be the caring one. And all of that keeps us stuck and small. We have to somehow make the choice to open the possibility for this expansive, all-embracing compassion, to even initiate it with ourselves and others. And in so doing, we're opening a pathway to experience the loving, healing tenderness of God, which can then flow into the situation. We are agents of this, necessary channels, without which it cannot flow to ourselves and then outward to others. It requires an inner opening, becoming a willing agent for the tender, healing acceptance and love to flow through us. This is how we open the channel for the love and healing of God to flow. What an awesome and scary privilege. All of the aspects that we've been looking at in this extended retreat flow together. We are so habituated to the dualistic cycles of our minds, critiquing, strategizing, rejecting, or fixing, and creating this constricting, distorted world around ourselves, that unless we make a regular practice of working with our thoughts, we don't even notice the poison gases that we are allowing to circulate in the closed room of our minds. Similarly, if we keep ignoring or trying to shut out our difficult emotional states, we are actually locking them into ourselves, like shutting them away in prison cells where they fester and then emerge in dark, distorted ways and overpower us. We also wrap narratives around our emotions, making them into terrifying monsters that threaten to engulf us. And so we need to develop a habit of mindful awareness of all that is going on inside of us, together with kindness and compassion, to allow light to shine on all that is hidden out of fear and shame. But this isn't the light of mere scrutiny. This whole mindful awareness practice needs to be done with the attitude of open receptivity and unconditional acceptance. By offering a soft landing, both to ourselves and to one another, in all of our brokenness, beauty, and destructive chaos, we are opening the possibility for ourselves and one another to experience the depth of this reality that underneath are the everlasting arms. And we are forever welcome to fall with the same soft landing into the tender, nurturing embrace of our beloved Mother, Father, God. We discover that there is space in God's heart for the full, knobbly, weird, cracked shape of who we are. And this enables us to hold this space open for others. It is also important to remember that difficult emotions or repeated ego patterns don't mean that we are failing at our spiritual journey. We don't have to fix ourselves or conjure up peace or use our imaginations of sweet bliss. Quite the opposite. A deepening spiritual journey is an invitation to be grounded in our immediate experiences, allowing them to be what they are, while being fully awake and aware of the real. And from this place, opening to the I Am presence of God, to the peace that passes understanding that is holding all that is real. We don't find this peace with our minds. We access it through our felt experience in our bodies as we release into the everlasting arms. God does not need things to make sense in the way that we do. Our symmetry is so small and linear. And God's realm, the kingdom of God, as Jesus described it, is much more vast and all-embracing than our minds can wrap around. The way we break through our small stuck places into the spacious realm is when our minds are befuddled, shown their limitations, which is humbling, painful, but ultimately freeing. In this way, we're opening to this much more calm and expansive space that brings a deep security and a completely different perspective on our lives. Because that secure place is always there, just beneath whatever the circumstances are, holding us, even at our most insecure. Again, to quote that line from Cynthia Bourgeois, just beyond the storms of personal chaos lies the profound indwelling power of love, the source and true center. I want to use that quote, that verse in Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is what we start to discover, and it's a deep trust, knowing that everything, absolutely every part of reality as it is, can be used for our growth into wholeness. The part we play is in learning to recognize reality for what it is and receiving this reality with open eyes and hearts. The more we're able to do this, the more we will awaken to the depth of the presence of God in everything. Because God is in this place and is longing for us to abandon ourselves to God's tender, holding embrace. But we have to learn to let go of our grip on our control and surrender to this holding. This feels risky and scary at first, because surrender always involves letting go of our control and certainty. But little by little, we can learn to trust this vast holding, the everlasting arms. I want to end this talk with guiding us in a time of practice. So, can you close your eyes? Become aware of your body. Your breath. Now we're going to do a visualization together. And I'd like you to recall a time recently of being caught in a typical cycle of reactivity. We can recognize this by the mind statements of he always, she never, it's not fair, or those familiar feelings of being a victim, feeling sidelined, helpless, frustrated, whatever it is, but bring that whole scenario back into your imagination so that you can really feel your response to it. Remember how it felt in your body. Feel again that constricted, troubled space inside. And now I want to ask you to try something that when you feel that inner constriction, reflect this with a clenching of your fists. It's a way of mirroring how our bodies constrict. So clench your fists tightly and even your arms as a way of echoing how you feel emotionally. And now gradually release the tension and open your hands. Relax your body in an attitude of gently releasing. Allow your breathing to deepen and become more gentle and at ease. And as you become more quiet and disentangled from that reactive self, bring a gentle acceptance to that pattern of behavior that you so typically get locked in. Hold that part of yourself in an attitude of kind understanding. Not trying to reprimand or even fix it, just gentle recognition and acceptance. Let this part of yourself that felt harsh and grating or small and reactive, let it find a soft landing in you. And as you do this, feel into the holding space. This is all being held in the tender embrace of God. And the whole of us can find a soft landing in the same way. And as we bring this gentle receptivity, we resonate with God's compassion for us. So allow yourself to ease back in a way and feel experientially that you're held in the everlasting arms. These arms have never not been there. Part of you knows this. This very still, quiet part that you access when you let go and allow yourself and life to be held. Amen.